From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's Constitutional Court has ordered the suspension of a Catalonian special parliamentary session next week. Philip Alexio has the story.
A spokeswoman for the court said judges ordered the suspension as the Constitutional Court hears appeals against it. Charles Puigdemont, the leader of Catalonia, was going to ask the regional parliament Monday to declare independence after referendum results showed 90% supported breaking away. Wednesday, he renewed his call for international mediation, but said the results of the referendum would have to be applied. The confrontation has raised fears among investors, with the unrest in Catalonia, which accounts for one-fifth of the Spanish economy. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Three U.S. service members were killed and two others injured during a joint U.S.-Niger military patrol Wednesday. Marissa Melton has the details.
A U.S. defense official confirmed that the soldiers killed in the attack were members of the U.S. Army's Special Forces, also known as the Green Berets. A statement from U.S. Africa Command says one soldier from a partner nation was also killed, whom a U.S. official confirmed was a member of the Niger Armed Forces. French forces helped evacuate the U.S. soldiers after the assault.
No one has claimed responsibility for the attack on the patrol. President Donald Trump insists that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson never threatened to resign and labeled a news report about tensions between the two men fake news. Trump took to Twitter on Thursday morning to criticize the NBC News report. On Wednesday, Tillerson refuted suggestions that he was close to stepping down. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, pictures, and more. This is VOA News. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo told reporters that Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock spent decades acquiring weapons and ammunition and meticulously planned the worst domestic attack in U.S. history. FBI Special Agent in Charge Aaron Roos said nothing had been uncovered thus far to indicate a link to terrorism.
We have found no evidence to this point to indicate terrorism. But this is an ongoing investigation. We're going to continue to look at all avenues. We're not closing down any doors.
58 people died and more than 500 were injured when Paddock strafed an outdoor concert Sunday evening from his 32nd floor suite in the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas before taking his own life as police closed in on his position. Bangladesh plans to provide more space to shelter Rohingya refugees fleeing ethnic violence in neighboring Myanmar. Miller Sega has the story.
More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state since the end of August. The United Nations has called it the world's fastest developing refugee emergency. The exodus began after Myanmar security forces responded to Rohingya militant attacks on August 25th by launching a brutal crackdown the United Nations has denounced as ethnic cleansing. Myanmar has rejected that accusation. The aftermath has left Bangladesh and international humanitarian organizations counting the cost as they race to provide life-saving food, water, and medical care. Simply finding enough empty ground to accommodate the refugees is a huge problem. Bangladesh has set aside 800 hectares when refugees number 400,000, and now the government will add another 400. The pressure on the land is creating another conflict, this time environmental rather than ethnic. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Iraqi's prime minister said troops have retaken the northern town of Hawija from the Islamic State group. The Iraqi Popular Mobilization Forces commander says that since the arrival in Hawija, they've secured all the displaced families and given them special treatment by providing them what they need. He also called upon all Hawija families to go back to the city to practice their normal lives. Haider al-Abadi declared victory during a press conference in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, who also offered to help mediate between Iraq's government and the autonomous Kurdish region, which voted for independence last week in a move that was rejected by Baghdad and neighboring Turkey and Iran. A suicide bomber struck a Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. The attack killed 20 and wounded at least 25. Within hours, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.